fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. You know that it's Thursday night and it's 8 p.m. and you're right where you should be to hear Common Sense Radio, to filter through all the fake news, find out what's really going on in the world, and decipher all the propaganda you hear from the mainstream media. It's right here on Common Sense Radio. We got it for you. And we're here every week without fail, despite the best efforts of the FCC, the FBI, and the DHS. They cannot catch our engineer. He is so elusive. He's like Chief Cloud. He's like on the cloud. They don't know where he's at. He's in the cyberspace. They seek him, but they cannot find. And because of that, he brings you this show every week without fail, whether you're listening on an old radio at home or your tune-in radio or you're streaming at FMTalk1065.com. It is all possible because of the clever, just incredible cleverness and evasiveness of our award-winning engineer, co-host, all-around nice guy, executive producer, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate those kind words.
That's right.
That's a lot
Chief
of words.
Cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? When we started, I had no clue what I was going to say.
I know you didn't. That was just
it
like...
It just started coming.
There it was.
He's like the cloud. You don't know where he's at.
You don't know when it'll come back.
And you don't know. He's following. He's like Alexa. He knows what you think.
Yeah.
He knows what you say.
Always recording. Always,
always recording.
Yep.
And here in a gallant effort with an incredible task every week to bring dignity and decorum to this otherwise mediocre broadcast, we have our director of quality assurance, executive producer, head of the entire research department, and co-host, Gold Star wife, Teresa Taylor.
It's great to be with you. Yes. You know, I was thinking you should probably double our pay. We were just talking about
you
that.
You know what?
Off,
I can.
Off air.
I will double it.
Let's do it.
Consider it double.
Oh, man.
We've earned it.
Does that mean we're going to be on for two hours? As we all take a break and
right.
go.
Does that mean we're going to be on for 2 hours?
Maybe. Well, okay. It's been a long day, and it's been a long news week.
And
it's still kind of ramping up,
yeah,
I
it's
believe.
It's ramping up. Well, because I noticed, you know, there's another hurricane possibility.
Oh, I don't
know. It threatens Bahamas. And, you know, you're kind of like, it's hurricane season, so there's another hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the media wants a problem, but we're kind of like, yeah, okay, so there's another hurricane. We'll watch it. But you know what else? There's
also
another Democrat debate.
And it's football season. So.
And it's football season. I mean, it is what it is. But, I mean, it seems – what do they have, Democrat debates every other night?
Apparently.
Does it seem like that?
Well, wasn't the last televised thing a town hall?
Yeah, it was not really a debate. Yeah. That was a climate change town hall for 7 hours.
Right.
But don't
right.
worry, the Dem debate in Houston tonight is only 3 hours. So,
and it's supposedly like Joe versus Elizabeth.
That's what they're trying
kinda,
to say.
Kind of, sort of, but
yeah, because they're worried that Elizabeth Warren is come catching up to him. Although Bernie is surging in several states, which, oh, I forgot. We need to wish Bernie happy birthday.
Is he 110?
Yes. His birthday was this past Sunday. It's kind of funny. I'll get to it in the column. I wrote about the column this week is Chairman Bernie Mao's Great Leap Backward.
Yeah.
And so I was writing it, and I was finishing it late Saturday night. It was already Sunday morning, and I Googled because I was saying something in there, and I Googled just to check something. Sunday was Bernie's birthday.
Wow.
It was September 8th. You know how old he is?
110.
I guessed 110.
Well, you're close. 78.
Okay.
78. Anyway, so those guys, they're all That's going cool. crazy out there. And don't worry about watching it. Listen to this show because tomorrow you hear all the clips, and we'll bring you the best gaffes from tonight,
right,
next week. We'll pick them all up.
There's no need to waste those hours. You'll never get them back.
The funny thing is, Trump made his presence known in Houston.
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
What?
He hired a plane to fly a banner over Houston all day today. Socialism will kill the Houston economy. Been flying around Houston all day today.
It's not that
so
hard.
He's setting the stage for the Democrats because, hey, and I don't know why they just don't go, we're the socialist party. I mean, they are.
Right.
They've gone full over. You know, they're on their way to communism. They're just keep going. Yep. Leftward we go. But anyway, so we'll bring you some of that. You know, there'll be wealth taxes, raising the capital gains taxes, attacking your 401ks. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. We'll bring to you next week.
We're gonna tax all of your retirement plans, but hey, you'll get an extra $200 according to Elizabeth Warren in your Social Security check.
We'll make it up in your Social Security. We will take $200,000 out of your 401k and give you $200 a month in Social Security.
Oh, yeah. What a deal.
And actually, she's got a little bit of an issue. I wasn't going to get to this yet, but since we're talking about her, remember, you know, Elizabeth Warren is one of the first Native American professors at Harvard.
She was born in a teepee.
Born in a teepee or whatever.
So I've heard.
And she's had to back off of all that.
Yeah.
Well, did you see what came out? I don't know if it was yesterday or today. I got a hold of this. We need to post this. This is funny. There's some genealogists have been digging into her background.
Oh.
And it turns out that her great-great-great-great-grandfather was in the Tennessee militia that escorted the Cherokee on the Trail of Tears and fought in the Seminole Wars in Florida, annihilating Seminoles. So it turns out, well, she's not really an Indian, but her lineage is Indian fighters.
Right.
She removes the Indians from the landscape. So I wonder if that'll come up tonight. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Don't hold your breath. But.
Her family lore was way off.
And you know, and that brings up a very interesting idea, a very interesting subject that are we responsible for our ancestors' faults and failures? I mean, the liberal, the I don't even know what label to place on them anymore.
Progressive leftist, whatever.
Yeah, but you know, all of this thing, and I bring back to mind, you know, the Civil War monuments and, you know, honoring of the Civil War dead and that sort of thing, and all of the backlash against that. Are we responsible for the transgressions of our ancestors?
I don't see how you can.
See, how can you be? We're individuals. That
means if you are an orphan or you're born, you've been adopted, and then you find out, oh, I want to know who my birth parents are, and you find out your father was actually a mass murderer. Should you be held to account for that?
Exactly, exactly.
Right?
Well, and I think actually culture bears out its own kind of justice over time.
Yeah.
And it does affect generations beyond. I mean, the Bible even mentions that. The sins of the fathers will be visited. But that's almost like when the Bible tells you not, you know, God will work all this out.
Yeah.
It's almost one of those, like, you can't say it, but there's no way you can write a check today to make something that we didn't even know about better or go away.
What they did or didn't do.
And there's no feasible way to figure out how would you put a monetary number on something that may or may not have happened.
You may or may not have been
involved. We're all living in America enjoying the pursuit of happiness.
And I think when they say the sins of the father will be visited, you know, like iniquity upon however many generations it says in there. But I think it's not that you're responsible for it, but that damage is not isolated to that one generation.
Correct.
That damage will carry through.
Which is why you and I and Mark get on here every night. You know, we understand the generations that come behind us. If we don't teach them about freedom and capitalism and
individual liberty,
if we don't do that.
That's why we all do what we do. It's not necessarily for us.
Right. They learn and they can carry on and enjoy what we've enjoyed.
That's a principle.
And be as happy and well-adjusted as we are.
What's the Georgia congressman that just recently came out a couple of days ago about the Bill of Rights would not be able to sustain a popular vote in this country today?
It wouldn't.
Probably no, it wouldn't.
I agree with that.
No, and I agree with that too.
I agree with it. Thank goodness that we got that.
Mob rule is not what
I know. And as a matter of fact, when you come right down to it, if you take a look and go item by item, right by right, the federal government has already bent or broken almost all of them,
yes,
if not all of them.
They're trying, and if you vote Democrat, you can erase all of them. They'll get rid of the Bill of Rights.
Exactly.
Oh, they absolutely will. All right, well, look, we got lots more stuff. We got to get to the special elections in North Carolina, Trump's string of successes this last week. Got to mention the 9/11 anniversary. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. So give us calls or texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, I know you're out there driving around and working hard, and sometimes you have automobile issues. Sometimes you need maintenance, service, repairs. You need to go to King's Automotive at 5450 Willis Road. That's in downtown Tillman's Corner, right there in Theodore, Alabama. It's right at the intersection of 90 and I-10, Interstate 10. You head south on 90, go underneath the interstate, look to the right. There they are on the little switchback road, Willis Road. Big checkered sign, checkered building. Great service, great repairs, great maintenance. People you can trust. They'll figure out what's wrong with your car, not just throw a bunch of parts in it and charge it. They'll figure out what's wrong with your car, get it repaired in the most cost-effective, economical way for you. You can trust them. Tom and Marie are great people down there. And look, when that car finally has seen the end of the line and you need another car, it's time to get that replacement beater car to go to work, or maybe it's just another nice car because they have some nice ones down there.
Or if you're like me and you can't wait till the next kid in your house can drive themselves.
Right.
You need like a nice, good cash car. They have some.
Cash car. Budget-friendly cash cars. $2,000 to $20,000. She's going to have another driver soon.
Yeah, I
she will
wait.
Be down.
Oh,
they've got a great selection. Yeah. They check them out. They make sure they run well. You need to go to King's Automotive for the royal treatment right down there in Tillman's Corner, 5450 Willis Road. Repairs, maintenance, service, or budget-friendly cars. King's Automotive. Go check them out. All right, look. There's still a bunch of stuff I need to also mention that Trump's on a big win streak this week. The Supreme Court finally, the Ninth Circuit Court over, or not the Ninth Circuit, but a couple of federal judges in California kept trying to put injunctions against his new asylum rules. Well, finally, and then the Ninth Court screwed it up, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Supreme Court weighed in this week and said, y'all stop that nonsense. Stop screwing around with the executive branch's stuff, and they upheld his asylum rules. He also, 150th Trump judicial appointment was approved this week.
Good.
And you go, wow, that sounds like a lot. Is it good? Is that, to put it in context, that's about double what Obama got in 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten in 3 years. So no matter what you say about McConnell, he's getting
he's
the judges through.
Yeah.
That's one thing he's doing. And on that, they're starting to replace some of the judges on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco.
Oh, that would be
so the wackiness.
Wonderful, yeah.
The wackiness level in California may be getting tempered by Trump appointees very soon. Watch that. Good stuff. Border wall is under construction all over the place. They expect to have 450 miles completed by next year. Wages are rising. Job markets are holding steady. We're at 3.7 or whatever, 8, whatever it is. Basically full unemployment. And they're grumbling about a recession, but nobody can find it. The only real problem is we still have a soaring deficit.
Yeah.
And
honestly, we would be barking about that a lot if Obama were still in office. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
think
and
about,
that's
I mean,
true.
That's
and
the
I
thing.
Think
it's a fair criticism.
I think it is a fair criticism.
It is.
You know, part of it is we spend all our time talking about Russian collusion and impeachment and stupid stuff, trying to just defend the president. If we would get that stuff off the table, we could go, hey, Trump.
And
all this other stuff is good, but you need to get this under control. And really what you got to do is you got to get the Democrats out of the House and then put it on the Republicans.
But it is a part of – remember back in the day when people said, well, you know, I'm just a fiscal conservative.
Right.
And, you know, that was kind of a, you know, across the aisle almost. You could come together on, well, at least we need to be sharp with our money. And
it's not
something we can just throw out. However, I think other people in the media have pointed out, like people on our side, that Trump has been attacked for so long, how would you respond? I mean, if you really think about it, it's amazing.
I mean, we're fighting just to get the economy going. We haven't, you know, it's amazing what he's done. I think if he gets reelected, he's actually already, earlier this year was a news item, how he had already been telling all of his cabinet, you find where we're going to cut. Because when we get reelected, we're cutting this budget.
Right.
So, look, we can get to the work at hand. But look, we got John from Robertsdale, been holding for 2 hours. Let's get him on the line.
Hey, y'all. Thank you for taking my call. Great monologue, guys. Really great monologue. I just wanted to flip the coin a little bit. Do I deserve special treatment or compensation due to the sins that happened to my forefathers?
Uh-oh. Well, I don't know. What happened to your forefathers?
Oh, I mean, speaking of the Trail of Tears, does one group of people deserve to own casinos while the rest of them do not?
Ooh, I see what you're saying. So they get to own a casino and make bazillions of dollars.
Yeah.
And because your ancestors weren't carted off to Oklahoma, you don't get a casino.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, look what happened, you know, how terrible it was what happened to Japanese Americans in World War II.
Yeah, the internment camps.
Right. When do we stop?
No, yeah.
I mean, because you're of German descent, right?
Right. I'm actually first generation. You can't get anything on me before 1960, okay?
Because yes, I can.
Or 1958. That's where my parents came.
I'm from Italian descent.
Huh?
And while your forefathers were tattooing each other blue and were amazed by fire, mine were building aqueducts and bridges and roadways and commerce. Your barbarians took away my empire.
Yeah, but they brought good sausage. My guys had
so
beer and sausage. They had beer and bratwurst.
How much do you owe me for all of France and Italy and Spain?
Oh, well, you got a point there, but I'm going to hang it on the beer and bratwurst.
Have a great evening, guys.
All right.
Great
thanks, John. Thanks, John. Thanks for calling. That's a good point. Where does it end?
Yeah. I mean,
and how do you figure out who owes what generations later? So, and they're probably bringing up reparations and all that other nonsense in there. It's just crazy stuff. I kind of wanted to hit the 9/11 anniversary yesterday, which shouldn't go unnoticed.
I agree.
It was already 18 years ago, and there was a lot of ceremonies around the country, which is appropriate. People were remembering. I think it was very poignant in New York City where they had the memorial, and that one guy was a retired firefighter, but he lost his mother.
Aww.
And he spoke at the memorial, and he spoke directly to AOC. He said, I'm here to tell you some people did do something, and I'm going to tell you who did what to who. It was my mother. It was Islamic terrorists killed my mother and other family members and attacked freedom.
It's really infuriating when you see in our own House of Representatives, we have, I mean, just look at it.
And it's
they're
not
just
that
hiding
they're,
anymore.
That they're Muslim. Right. They support the terrorists.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally support, well, of course, just about, almost say the Democrats support the terrorists in large measure. But we have some of them that literally support the enemy, the one who attacked us. I mean, they're all for Hezbollah. They're all for Hamas. They're all, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood. They're all for that stuff.
You know, it comes back to the fact that, you know, the laws of our country do not apply equally to everyone. The fact that they are in Congress, they took the oath, regardless of whether they put their hand on a Bible, a Quran, or a Webster's Dictionary, they raised their hand and promised to defend this country against all enemies,
foreign
and domestic, and here they are giving aid and comfort
to the enemy. They're supposed to be defending the Constitution of this country.
Right.
And the other thing I wanted to sort of just relay that yesterday I'd gotten a notice that the noontime mass at the cathedral was a blue mass, which they call a blue mass, meaning that it was in support of police and first responders. And I was downtown. I said, you know what? I support the police
cool,
and all
man.
That. So I went down there to check it out. And I would tell you, the cathedral was full.
Mm-hmm.
They had all the fifth graders there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that helped fill it up. You had a whole pile of fifth, but every law enforcement was, there was law enforcement everywhere.
Right.
It was not a gun-free zone. Trust me. There was a lot of guns in the church. I never felt safer. But you know what? It was a really moving moving ceremony, because it extolled this country, mm-hmm. it extolled our God-given rights, and it profusely thanked the first responders for protecting us and our rights every day. And the kids all played a part, and they had a high school choir singing. It was just really nice. And it was multiracial beyond, which it was totally diverse. It was the good people of Mobile
and look,
coming together to thank
I think
our
it's
first
good
responders.
To do something different every year and just do something that moves you.
Yes.
For me and my kids, we all sat around and just watched a bunch of documentaries last night. But we all ended up kind of teary, and just it takes you back. And mm-hmm. it's almost like a bottomless pit of facts. I learned stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yep.
It's been 18 years, but
remember.
Still there. There was so much about that day that you can't learn too much about it.
And it's a shame, because I mean, we literally have kids graduate high school now that didn't grow up, they didn't know.
Yeah, right.
It's 18 years ago.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
So, all right, we got lines open,
and we've got some texts that have come in. They're kind of all over the place, but we'll run through a few of them. James in Florida questioned, what do we think about Senator Ted Cruz debating Hollyweird liberal Alyssa Milano on gun rights? I didn't, but I did see a clip that Alyssa Milano finally had to admit that she owned guns, had them in her house for protection.
Really?
Really.
There you go, Miss Hypocrite there. Also, David Preston weighs in, and again, like I said, these are kind of off topic and all over the place. You really think the Republicans would be better with the deficit? I don't know where that came from exactly. I don't know what we were talking.
They need to get rid of the deficit.
The debt got much worse under fiscal hawk Paul Ryan, he says, which was true. And
well,
Republicans
Paul Ryan
have their...
has got no love or favor in here. He's a bum.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan's a bum.
Moving on, Bert from Theodore indicated that Governor Ivey replacing Chris Elliott with Vivian Davis Figures tells me three things. One, the bridge will be resurrected. Two, the toll will be even higher as a flip-off to toll opponents. And Ivy is Bentley in a skirt. Thank you, Bert from Theodore.
I'll add one other thing, folks, and this may sound crass, but Governor Ivy appointed Senator Vivian Figures because she wanted to exonerate or repent to the state to say, look, I'm over my blackface incident from 50 years ago. I now appoint blackfaces.
Oh, boy.
That's a good one.
What that was about. All right, look, we got lines open, texts. We'll read your texts. Take your calls at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a special sponsor, ABC Signs and Shirts. That's your headquarters for custom-made dry-fit shirts, custom banners, custom signs, promotional materials, anything you need. It's also got your Trump store. Get your red MAGA hat so you can be assaulted by liberals wherever you go.
It's Signs a trigger now.
It's a trigger. Your trigger
red hats are triggers.
Red hats mm-hmm. are a trigger. I'm fixing to get a bunch of red hats. But I'm going to ABC Signs and Shirts to get my MAGA hats. But look, visit abcsigns.biz, B-I-Z, or abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z. They can help you out. Greg Callahan help you make custom-made dry-fit shirts, or he'll get you yard signs, banners, you name it. They'll help you with the graphics. They'll do it. Give them a call, 877-744-6750. And here is wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
Well, the trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Yeah. That will never, ever get old.
That never gets old. Nope. And I know we've played it several times before. It's an excerpt from his 1964 Time of Choosing. That's 55 years ago. His Time for Choosing speech when he was stumping for Goldwater at the mm-hmm. Republican National Convention. And I picked it because Well, tonight there's a Democrat debate.
Yeah.
So you
and that's
know
what they're
going to
be
friends.
Talking about. Things
it's not that,
that
they're
so.
Ignorant. They just know so much that isn't so.
Right.
And if you're listening to 3 hours of that debate, you'll know what he means.
That's exactly right.
55 years later, it is still timeless and spot on. And then the other reason I put it is because this week's column is Chairman Bernie Mao's Great Leap Backward. And it's just talking about from the climate change nonsense. I mean, you had all of them on there talking about they're going to end fossil fuel and they're going to stop fracking immediately. I mean, kind of funny, Biden just had a big fundraiser with the big oil companies, and then he comes out and he says, but I'm going to end fossil fuel by 2050. Joe, AOC says we only have 12 years left. Isn't 2050 too late? I don't know if he thought about the math.
Yeah, right.
We only have 12 years. You got to set end it sooner. But anyway, they all got crazy about that. And the column goes into we want to get rid of your straws. We want to get rid of your burgers. You know, we heard of that stuff. The fossil fuel stuff, you got to understand, this is more than about the environment. Folks, if we get rid of fossil fuel, you're going to be poor. And you poor people are going to be dirt poor.
Right.
Because it's cheap energy that allows you to have air conditioning and heating. You couldn't afford it if we didn't have cheap energy. And you couldn't afford cars to go places. Imagine if you were poor and your gas cost you $10 a gallon.
The reason that civilization has increased and expanded and gotten better, particularly in the West, but, you know, third worlds are, and, you know, Asian third worlds are catching up and coming along as well. But the first thing that an individual, a human being, has to do is provide shelter and food.
Right.
And years ago, I mean, I'm talking, you know, like dark ages years ago, before the Industrial Revolution, it was all about, that's all you did.
You spent all your day.
You built a house or found a cave, and you did everything. You hunted or you raised food, and that's all you did because you had no other time to do anything else.
Right. You had to chop wood for the winter. You had to hunt to have food. You had to have the garden. You had to fish.
Bring along the Industrial Revolution, and of course it started with coal and steam power, and that sort of driven by coal.
Right.
Excuse me. That freed up and gave individuals spare time. You could do other things. You could read. You could go to art. And
I was an art major.
Paint. You could do music.
Think about it. You can be an art major in a culture where you don't have to worry about how are we getting our water today?
Yeah.
Or our food.
Yeah.
You can work on the fine arts. You can work on great architecture. You can. The West essentially.
It's because of energy. We don't have to walk everywhere.
Correct.
And the better and more efficient and. And efficiency that is derived from the use of cheaper and less expensive fuels is what drives society and civilization
and
forward.
And improves your life.
Absolutely.
Folks, do you ever notice you go to the grocery store now and they always have grapes? They always have grapes.
They always have avocados.
They always have avocados. You know what? Grapes don't grow year-round here.
Not here.
But in other places in the world.
And
so it depends. They bring them in from all over the world, so you get whatever fruit you want. You can have it any time of the year because if it's not growing here, it's growing in Argentina.
And except for California, avocados don't grow in this country at all.
Right.
You like avocados, and I love them.
I love avocados.
They're all, I mean, if they're, you know, when it's not the season in California, they're coming from Mexico.
That's right.
You know?
Well, here's the thing.
And stay away from the Florida avocados.
They have Florida avocados?
They're the big green things that
I saw that.
You don't want any of that stuff.
Oh, I love them.
The big green ones?
The green ones?
The big green ones?
Not the big ones.
I saw those the other day.
No, you're talking about, we love the Haas, what they're called, the Haas avocados.
Oh, yeah.
Little tiny, they get dark.
Yeah, but you can have them all the time. Because of cheap energy, people.
That's exactly right.
So anyway, I go into
we've had how many cultures or generations now that have enjoyed grocery stores full of food than like Darfur has seen in 50 years?
Well, at least post-World War II in this case.
Look, I got a good friend who grew up in Hungary. And in, he grew up in Hungary before the whatchamacallit, the Iron Curtain came down. And you know what he loved? Bananas.
Bananas.
Do you know what they never, almost never saw in Hungary?
Bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah.
He said the first time he left Hungary and came out across the wall, the first time he went to a grocery store, he ate an entire bunch of bananas
because
he'd never seen a whole bunch of bananas.
There's a whole wall of bananas in every grocery store you walk into.
It freaked him out.
Any day you walk into it.
You get bananas.
Bananas
year-round.
Every
Why?
Day. Yeah.
Cheap energy.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, the Bernie Mao, the chairman Bernie Mao's great leap backward, for those of you that know your history, when he was talking about we need population control, folks, when leftists start talking about population control, you need to get your gun. You need to get ready. He was talking about we need worldwide abortion.
Step number one.
That's step number one to control population. And folks, so who do you reckon they abort? You reckon they abort the wealthy working white people? Oh, no, no, no. They go down there to the colored people who aren't working in Africa. That's who they abort. These leftists are racist, genocidal maniacs.
They are.
If you listen to what they're saying, worldwide abortion to control population control?
Yeah.
That is right out of Mao's book, Mao Zedong, Stalin, Margaret Sanger, Hitler, all of them. It is chilling. It is amazing that he is not being just totally, he should be shunned and called out for what yeah. he's talking about. It is the slippery slope. It's
never,
so dangerous.
Never mind being anti-American. It is anti-humanity.
It is anti-humanity.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you
it
know.
It is. Look at abortion in this country. A black baby is 5 times more likely to be aborted than a white baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Democrats.
And
who are you targeting?
And that was the goal of Margaret Sanger.
Was to get rid of black babies.
Well, look, you could pull up a Google map right now and just look at the neighborhoods by which, just type Planned Parenthood around me, nearby. Just look where
they
are.
They're
what
in the
neighborhoods
poor
they're in.
Minority neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
It's by design.
Yeah.
It's abominable. Anyway, so that's why we picked that quote. That's the... You can check it out. We'll post it on the Facebook page, or you can check it out at tricityledger.com. They have it a few other places. Chairman Bernie Mao's Great Leap Backward. I thought that was kind of funny.
You know, I'm not even sure what his real name is anymore.
No, that's his yeah. name now, Chairman Bernie Mao. Kind of rolls off the tongue.
It does.
It
really
Chairman
does.
Chairman Bernie Mao. We should write them in. They might like that.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? MoveOn.org might embrace that. We might have just helped him. I don't know. We have to be careful there. Okay.
Oh, man.
The other big news item, which we got to get into, but I think we're almost on a break.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, the DOJ has refused Andrew McCabe's last-ditch effort to have charges not made. Filed.
Mm-hmm.
And the DOJ, the U.S. prosecutor, remember out of the Inspector General's report, they referred criminal charges on Andrew McCabe, remember the deputy director that got fired about a year ago, and they referred criminal charges. Well, the U.S. prosecutor has investigated that and said, oh yeah, he needs to be charged.
Mm-hmm.
Well, folks, he's going to be charged. But this is what you got to watch. Here's what's going on, and we'll get into this more after break. Will he sing? The first one in the cage. Do you think old Andrew wants to go to prison for 20 or 30 years?
No.
Or do you think he wants to cut a deal? Well, actually,
yeah.
There's two things going on. Does he want to cut a deal? And he's like, you got to protect me from the Clintons.
That's right. He doesn't want to.
Andrew McCabe's days might be numbered.
He doesn't want to have suicide committed upon him.
That's right. I haven't seen reports yet, but I expect you're going to see on the news very shortly that Andrew McCabe is suicidal.
It's very reminiscent of that part in The Godfather where, you know, I think it's part two, where the guy is, you know, they got the committee, the congressional committee that everybody's in testifying in front of, and you know, the consigliere goes to the witness and says, you know, they used to do it this way in the old country, and getting a warm bath and get a glass of wine and
yeah.
And so
that's the way we do it.
So
it
we're,
might be
we're
easier.
Not going to do anything to you, but here's what we would suggest that you do yourself.
Yes.
There you go. So hey, there's more on that. We'll be right back with your calls and text 251-343-0106.
I love The Godfather. What a great movie.
Oh yeah.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And hey, if you're looking for a church home, you need to check out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. They know how to preach the Word of God, and they know how to do it right. You know how I know? They've been doing it for 150 years. It's their anniversary. Go check them out. They had events tonight. They have events tomorrow night, Saturday, Sunday, all weekend. Magnolia Springs Baptist Church is celebrating 150 words of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in Theodore, Alabama. They are
and they're doing it for 150 years.
150 years at 6058.
They're using more than 150 words to celebrate 150 years.
What did I say?
You said 150 words.
Did I? I meant 150 years.
We know what you meant.
Oh, thank you. I didn't even catch that.
We speak Pete. Not everyone does.
Oh, okay. Not everybody does.
Not everybody. Right. Yeah, we'll translate.
That's why we have interpreters here.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
right.
Look, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church has been doing this for 150 years. They know what they're doing. You need to go check them out at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. They've got, like I said, events all through the weekend to celebrate. They've got a great pastor who is a very conservative, and he understands the Word of God and teaches it in a conservative way so you understand what the Lord meant in both love and holiness. He's a loving God and a holy God, and you will get that there. And they have a wonderful congregation, very good fellowship. You'll warm people. They're at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road, south of I-10, north of Highway 90, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church, celebrating the gospel for 150 years in more than 150 words at any given time. They can do it. Or they could do it in 150 words if they needed to. They're very good. Check out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. Happy anniversary on your 150th anniversary.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. All right. 12 words.
12. Okay. So you got 138 to go.
138
to go. We left off begotten. Add that in.
And it depends on the – I was going to say it, but I didn't want to – look, I had enough trouble doing the math, okay?
That's right.
So I didn't want to get to it.
We're in the weeds. Let's get back on the highway.
All right, look, we're just talking about McCabe. So you got McCabe is facing charges, and so you really – and even somebody said it tonight on one of the news channels. They said, well, I guess everybody's wondering to see if there's a plea deal in the works. Well, and you got to believe this guy's sitting there going, wait a minute, I ain't going down for all of this. Because that is one of the ways they do it. You know, they find one guy, they hang it all on him. And
yep.
You're
yep.
done. Everybody else walks. So you got to see this. But here's the other thing that you notice. What also happened today? The Democrats voted for an impeachment probe.
Right. Yes,
you know, they've been
did.
Talking about all this nonsense, and they can't let it go. Well, folks, watch this, because part of it is the Democrat base is totally unhinged, and they believe the lies and propaganda of CNN and MSNBC for 2 years, and they are certain that Trump is the Antichrist and he's done something criminal and needs to be impeached, and they're demanding the Democrats do it. And so you're getting a lot of excuse from the Democrats. Oh, well, we've got to appease our base. They want to see this, you know, and Nancy Pelosi, because they know electorally people don't like this frivolous impeachment stuff.
Right.
And even if it's not frivolous, they kind of don't like you just harassing the guy. So I know the politically danger, but I think there's another thing at work here.
What's that?
Why they did this today on the day that McCabe is also getting charged. Because as this goes south for the deep state, they want to do the typical old thing. Well, look, We all have done wrong here. Look at the president. We're trying to impeach him. Look at the collusion he did and all the nasty things. Yeah, those guys in the deep state, they did some things. But they were, everybody up here is without sin.
Cast the first stone.
That's right. That's what they're trying to set up, folks. That's what I'm smelling on this. This is, we're going to keep the impeachment thing going. Yeah. So as they uncover the incredible criminal activity by the Obama administration, they can say, look,
everybody,
we can't deal with the criminal administration here. Why should we go in office? Why should we go back and punish the previous criminal administration? That's I think that's what's really being set up. They've got to keep impeachment and Trump's criminality alive so they can stand out and say, oh, they're all criminals up here. You can't put them all in jail.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I take issue. I think they should put them all in jail.
Well,
I would like to see them all in jail.
I don't that's disagree
just me.
With that.
That's just me.
And then, look, there's some things to watch. Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, has come out and demanded that the DOJ declassify the FISA warrants, which should be very interesting since we kind of know now they're illegal and Comey signed at least three of them.
Right.
So that should happen.
As did Rosenstein.
Did you notice about a week ago, in the last week, Geraldo came out. Geraldo.
Okay.
Came out and said, Comey attempted a coup. Geraldo said the words.
Okay.
What was up? Did something hit him?
Here's the thing with Geraldo.
He
is not a conservative. He leans liberal, but
it's like
he will poke the bear when the bear needs to be poked.
It's like he refuses to close his eyes completely.
That's right. That's
as
right.
Most
people. I won't say he's a great journalist, but he is better.
He can still kind of
coming from the liberal side of the aisle. He's a better journalist than 99% of them.
I agree.
And so you're saying he's better than the blind sow that finds a nut.
Yeah, I think
a little
so.
Better than
a little,
that.
A little better than that.
A little
that.
Better than blind sow that finds a nut.
He's not always. I don't think he. I don't agree with his positions and his policy and his ideas in most cases. But he.
But I just thought it was
it's
incredible that he actually said attempted coup. And then the other thing.
I don't think he drinks the Kool-Aid.
Right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he still thinks
but he still he wants to try to do this. I'm walking the middle.
Yeah.
He thinks he's walking the middle. I have to tell you, it's almost impossible to walk the middle.
Yeah, no.
Because there's a huge gap from one side to the other. When you're in the middle.
Your legs aren't that long to reach on both sides of that.
You're so far out hanging out there. There's nothing out there. Yeah. I mean, you're suspended over the Grand Canyon. There's no middle.
Right, right.
And then the other thing that went kind of unnoticed. They declassified or, I don't know, released an FBI memo from January 2017 that said, the FBI memo that said General Flynn did not lie to anybody.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
That's huge.
That is huge, and that just slipped right by. There's an FBI memo from January 2017, right when Trump took office, when they were just getting on him and saying, oh, no, General Flynn didn't do anything. They knew then, and they still have him up for sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
Watch for all that to turn around. The deep state is in big, big trouble. And I forgot last week to remind you, do not worry about climate change and sea levels rising and wiping out the shorelines and all the low-lying areas of the earth. Ooh. Obama does not believe it. He bought a $15 million mansion right on the beach in Martha's Vineyard.
There you go. Yep.
So obviously, he's not worried about the sea levels rising.
Hey, and check out our Facebook page.
Oh, our Facebook page.
Gotta go.
Check
gotta
it
go.
Out for
gotta
Vietnam.
Go. Gotta go.
Oh, we got to go. Vietnam veterans, check out our Facebook page. See you next week. Honey, it's time to come home.